Let's go now to a sun-dappled riverbank outside Paris to dance the day away. It's a centuries-old pastime that lives on in restaurants known as guinguettes. These dancing establishments had their heyday in the early 20th century when Impressionist painters caught them on canvas. And here's Eleanor Beardsley offering a taste of that world today.
It's Sunday afternoon at a guinguette called Chez Jejeune. It lies about 20 minutes outside of Paris on the willow-lined banks of the Marne River. Chez Jejeune opened its doors 100 years ago, and not much seems to have changed since then. The decor is fin de siècle, the atmosphere convivial, and the crowded tables are covered in wine bottles and traditional guinguette fare like fried fish and rabbit fricassee. The organ grinder warms up the crowd with some old French classics. Octave and Edna Blanchard are regulars at Chez
Jejeune.
We love the guinguette tradition, and we come often. We dance everything, the waltz, the tango, the pasodoble, the Charleston.
And we met at a guinguette in 1970.
Yes, that was 40 years ago.
As the five-piece band takes the stage and begins to play, diners swarm onto the dance floor. The Blanchards and dozens of other couples glide and sway to the sultry sounds of an accordion. Guinguettes originated in the 1700s as places to sell the inexpensive white wine known as Guinguet that grew along the banks of the Marne River. The establishments became extremely popular in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, just as the working classes got a day off and the industrial age made it possible for people to get transportation out of the city. Parisians donned their Sunday best and headed for a day of boating and dancing along the river. The new fashion caught the attention of the Impressionist painters. Pierre-Auguste Renoir captured the carefree revelry of an afternoon at a guinguette in his Luncheon of the Boating Party. Michel de Vucu plays the accordion in the band.
If people came back from that time, they wouldn't be lost at all. They'd feel right at home. All the songs he played existed 70, 80, even 100 years ago. The difference is that people drank a lot more back then because they didn't have to drive. The horse knew the way home.
There were once more than 400 guinguettes along the Seine and Marne rivers. The guinguettes survived both world wars and remained popular up until the 1960s before dwindling. Today, only a handful remain, but many say they're making a comeback. While the crowd today is mostly seniors, 26-year-old Nicolas Ferrer is one of a growing number of young people now going out to guinguettes.
The orchestra, it's very good. The music is good. The food is good, and everything is good. Good ambience and good dancing. Come in Guinguette Paris.
The older patrons are hoping that Ferrer and others from the younger generation will continue coming to the banks of the Marne and keep the Guinguette tradition alive. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.